I'm Jonathan Overby with this week's edition of the Odyssey series. The world is filled with musical traditions that retain, introduce, and promote songs that employ throat singing, a vocal style used for storytelling, entertainment, and for ceremonies. The Inuit people of the Canadian Arctic share an ancient form of throat singing performed nearly exclusively by women. It's called katekstja, throat games. However, this is just one form of Inuit music among many. Katekstja throat singing by women demands years of dedicated training and practice. And once the ideal sound is mastered, two women stand face to face in close proximity. The voice of one establishes the pulse. The melody is sustained by the other with sounds that imitate nature, like the audible current of a river or a seagull, rendered with vocalized humming, guttural, and breathy oscillating tones, with the singers displaying their unlimited vocal range. Inuit music, invested with universalisms, or commonalities found among various groups around the globe, are expressed through music as an integral part of daily life. These traditional practices use music for entertainment, as a game, and for telling stories that are generally accompanied by drums, and in some cases, dance music, dating far back into the past. One category of Inuit music is called ayaya, personal stories rendered in song, with everyone having their own song, ready to share it when called upon, and memorized for gatherings where food, laughter, and conversation added nourishment to the served meal. Another form of Inuit music is called pisit. These are revisited songs on things that have taken place in the past, on events, old traditions that are now gone, ways of life, and time periods that are reimagined with a persistent drum as an orally kept history that recreates how the Inuit people came to be. Now imagine just for fun, a category of songs for the pure joy of embarrassing or making fun of others. The Inuit people call it iviotit for this very purpose. Through a non-mean-spirited way. The Inuit people, who as a cornerstone to their culture, do not engage in acts or words expressed in anger. They hold the belief that anger is assigned only to infant children. That said, it appears that anger is accepted when exposed in an iviotit song, and the funnier the song is about someone else, the stronger the laughter by all, reducing the chance that evil spirits will enter and consume one's home, heart, or mind. What's more, the Inuit traditions, similar to the voices of women around the world who, like their mothers and grandmothers, sustain and uphold their people's most cherished customs. I'm Jonathan Overby, and this is another in the Odyssey series exploring music the world over and its power to create a greater understanding of those near and far. To hear others in the series, visit the Road to Higher Ground page at WPR.org. Tonight at 7, join me for an evening of world music with African roots and more here on Wisconsin Public Radio. Ah.